With school closed due to the coronavirus, the Urbana School District is working to get information and resources to students in need. Some of those efforts are being led by Lucia Maldonado, the district's Latino parent liaison. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman about the challenges many Latino students and their families are facing right now.
I've been receiving a lot of questions from people who are not exactly sure what the stay-home order meant. What services are supposed to be open, what services are supposed to be closed, who needs to be working. There's a lot of confusion among some of the families who do cleaning and work in maintenance and painting and those kind of trades. I've been translating information, as much information as I can, and posting it for the Spanish-speaking people in the community just to help them understand and help them be calm, because I know that it must be really scary to hear all these changes and to see people at the stores panicking and buying so much stuff and not being really able to understand everything that is going on. But nevertheless, it's never enough.
Lucia, because of your role in the Urbana School District as the Latino parent liaison, you're connected with also many of the unaccompanied minors in our community. And many of them, I understand, teenagers, they're in school, but they also work jobs at night and on weekends to support themselves, to send money back home. How are they being affected by all of this?
I think that's just one of the groups that is going to be the most affected. Most of them are not going to be working for days or weeks. Most of them work in restaurants now, but they do kind of like the support staff. So they were told immediately after the governor ordered to keep restaurants closed last week that they were not going to be working for a couple of weeks. Many of them rely on the food they get at the schools, breakfast and lunch. So they don't have that. So one thing that we did for the last 2 weeks, actually, we have a food pantry at Urbana High School, and we were able to get more food last week and distribute it to their homes. We're going to keep doing that as long as we need to. I think making sure that they eat is one of the most important things that we can do. Of course, now they're raising concerns also about not having a job and how they're going to be able to pay their rent and their bills, because most of them are renting a room or a space in somebody else's home. So they have to pay rent and bills, and they don't know yet how they're going to be doing that. That is not just a concern for them. I have gotten many messages from parents who are also dealing with the same issue. Most of these families are families who live paycheck by paycheck, so they don't really have a lot of savings. It's really a scary time. I mean, I can't imagine having kids at home and being the only provider and then suddenly losing my job.
What advice do you give to people who are in the Champaign-Urbana area and want to help some of these families who are struggling right now?
One of the things that have been very helpful is people who have been donating to the local food pantries and the food bank, because that's where we're getting our food from. So if you are able to donate to food pantries, if you're able to drive and you feel comfortable out, volunteer to drive food in order to help and to ensure that students have something to do. We're collecting books in Spanish and English to make sure that the students at least have access to reading materials.
That's Lucia Maldonado speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. For more information on how to donate food or books for students, go to illinoisnewsroom.org.